Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Donator, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. I'm happy to have Joel Dexgor as my guest for today's show. Joel Dexgor grew up in Brooklyn, New York, with his loving mom and sister, and has always loved writing and helping others. His two favorite topics, which he loves to talk about, are spirituality and classic TV shows and movies. Joel is a first-time book author, and his book is titled, Your Life is a Blessing, So Live It That Way. Joel loves to write on humanity and wants to change and transform lives. He believes we are all one, and that if we can all do our part, and what he likes to call our small contributions to the healing of the world, we will all be able to find peace. He believes we're here on a mission to be bringers of peace, love, and to be joy and kindness to one another and show compassion to all living things. In his spare time, Joel loves to watch classic movies and classic TV sitcoms. He also loves reading books on and hearing talks on the spiritual realm, angels, and also from authors like Marianne Williamson, Doreen Virtue, Louise Hay, and the very inspiring Oprah Winfrey. Joel is devoted to loving his loving family and friends who help sustain him, and he resides in Brooklyn, New York. Please join us for a conversation about Joel's book, Your Life is a Blessing, So Live It That Way. Welcome, Joel.
Thank you, Margaret Joy. Thank you so much for having me as your guest. It is a blessing for me to be on your show.
Oh, thank you. I really, really appreciate you. I'm so glad that I got to meet you thanks to Facebook. I've met so many loving and kind people through Facebook, loving, kind, and creative, I mean, all three. And you definitely fit in those categories, because everything that I've ever seen you post is loving and kind, and I just really appreciate that.
Oh, thank you so very much, and I appreciate that, and I say the same thing back to you. It's so true. I've met so many wonderful people too that are there just to be transform lives as well, and you're one of those people. So I thank you too. You're the gift as well.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, I have some questions I'd like to ask you about your book. And
sure, thank
first
you.
Of all, first of all, what inspired you to write your first book?
Well, I've always loved to write since day one, so to speak. I remember as a kid that anytime I would get a pen, a fresh pen,
mm-hmm.
or a notebook, a blank notebook,
mm-hmm.
I just knew I had to do something to write. So just having that excitement with a pen or notebook, I just love writing. So fast forward, I mean, I've always loved to write, and I knew that I wanted to eventually write a book because, you know, I've written countless essays, poems, and prayers, and I wanted to put something in book form that would help people. Even however large or however small, I wanted to write my first book, and I have, you know, and other books as well, which in my mind I have, you know, planned and so forth. So I just wanted to have something that's bound, so to speak. You know, a book is, you know, everyone can hold and touch a book.
Mm-hmm.
And I even want to do a perpetual calendar as well. I'm so excited about all this type of work of helping others.
Yeah. I can totally relate. I know the feeling. I'd always loved books, and I always had dreamed of writing one someday. And so when I finally did get mine published, I knew that was just the most amazing feeling. And so I can totally relate to what you're saying. And I was just picturing you with your notebooks and the pens and writing. And I've always been fascinated with all of those things, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who feel that way, that have either have written a book or would like to write a book. And I think that what I would say is just encourage them to just start doing it.
Absolutely. And your book is just, you have a wonderful book as well. I love your book. I'm reading it now. And I just, it's so inspiring and inspirational and helps us all become better people, your book as well.
Oh, thank
you.
So thank
you for your
gift. Well, The Art of Living a Life You Love, the title came to me right when I started writing it. And like I said in the introduction, Xander had said to me when I was taking a writing class, but Mom, I thought you were writing a book that was for me too. And I thought I just wanted to write a book that was about what I'd learned that's helped me love my life and be so happy and attract so much love and fun and joy and beauty and prosperity and all kinds of cool things into my life. And so, yeah, it was my way of being able to share it. And it's funny because I'm sure the same thing happens with you, but I end up rereading my own book, and it reminds me of the things that I've learned over the years that have helped me feel this happy.
Absolutely, absolutely. In fact, as your book said, you and I are kindred spirits. I'm in that area
definitely.
Of the book.
I know. I love that word, kindred spirits. I got that originally from our friend Laurel Birch, the artist, and she used to talk about kindred spirits all the time, about people and animals being kindred spirits. And I just love that. It's like kind spirits and spirits that are similar and feel comfortable together and are kind to each other. I love that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Animals can do that for us as well. I mean, they can keep, when the world is scary and not treating us kindly, they can take away that feeling that of unloved to love.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I'm so thankful that we have our little cat, Bender.
We have puppy dog, too, named Autumn. She's a blessing, too.
Now, some of the important chapters that you wanted to talk about in the book are about family and friendships, happiness, gratitude and appreciation, and the important things that matter. So what did you want to tell us about those important topics?
Thank you. Well, those are some of many, but these really are, I think, so important to start with in our lives when we examine our lives and want to make our lives better. For instance, our family and our friendships, any relationships that we have in the world, start from that, and then we branch out. If we're not having healthy, loving relationships with family and friends, how can we expect to have any loving relationships with neighbors, coworkers, or any of our brothers and sisters of the world? Some call them strangers, but I choose to call them brothers and sisters because we're all one. Absolutely, and it's important. Our families and friends help. You know, they love us. They help to heal us, and we help to heal them as well. Or we share the good and the bad times together. And we need someone. We can't just live alone by ourselves, and not need the help of others. Because if we're not helping others, or don't care, one day, if not today, not next week, or maybe in 5 years from now, you're going to need help. And if you're not there for other people, you're going to wonder why no one's there for you. And then you're going to have to make changes then, if and maybe too late. But, you know. So I think for family and friendships, I think that's important. And it's important to be grateful and appreciative for all that we have in this world, because when we're gone, it's done. You know, life is short. It's important to be happy, or to find ways to be happy in our individual lives. So when we're grateful and appreciative, we become more happy people, become better people, happier people.
And I found that to be really true, yeah.
Definitely.
I agree.
And in fact, I started a new gratitude journal this year, January 1st. I've done a few gratitude journals in the past, you know, five things a day I'm grateful for. And even when I had a bad day at work or something, or I would say that I'm thankful for a job and a paycheck, because that's so important. Without that, we can't, you know. So, and for
it's
the
so true. There's always something to be grateful for. Always.
And it's very important. because the more things you're grateful for, the more things will appear, you know, come into our lives that we can, have wonderful things.
Well, and if you're not appreciating the things that you do have in your life, then there wouldn't be a whole lot of point in the universe giving you more, would it?
Absolutely. And please and thank you are the most important things tools that we forget. Please and thank you.
Oh, I know. I love those two words. I mean, well, actually, thank you is two words, but on the three words.
Three.
So,
exactly.
Even when somebody, like, for example, when Xander was growing up and he would have friends over, and I would ask them, would you like a glass of milk or something when they're
right.
having dinner? And if they'd say, yes, please, it feels so good when somebody says, yes, please, instead of sure or okay or whatever.
Exactly.
You know? So the difference being how you feel. And so gratitude and appreciation to me is a lot. It's about how you feel.
True, true. Let's say you give someone something and they didn't say please or thank you, and maybe it can be one time, but when you see it's a pattern, then you see that person's not grateful, and then sometimes we tend to leave those people from our lives if they're not really grateful, because, you know, if you offer them things and not a please or a thank you, you in time drift away from that person because they're not showing any type of gratitude. If they don't show it with you, you think you're showing it with anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Very important.
Yeah.
And the other topic, the important things that matter, we have to look at our lives and say to ourselves, to examine, what things do I need in my life to be happy, to be successful, on a deeper level, not just, in success or money, that's important, but it's not, and prayer, meditation, music, very important tools that we have that we need to use to find out who we are and how we can, if we can go into ourselves deeper, we can help and take care of ourselves, we can help the world.
That's so true. And I was realizing this morning after I did meditate, I was thinking about the fact that meditation helps me feel joy, it helps me hear joy, it helps me see joy, it helps me be joy. It just connects me with the universe. And before I started meditating, which is now going on, it'll be 11 years this May, I think, that I do my 15-minute meditation every morning, and it just, I can't believe how different I feel after I meditate, and so I highly recommend it, and I really love it. And
absolutely, absolutely. Prayer is talking to God, and meditation is listening to God and the angels.
I've heard that, and I love that saying. And speaking of prayers, you wrote a beautiful prayer that you said that you wanted to read to us.
Oh,
so would you like to do that now?
Absolutely. Thank you so very much. I think prayers are so important, as I've mentioned, and I always pray. When I pray for myself, I pray for everyone as well, because we all need prayers. The prayer, Dear God, we ask that all who are listening now or in rebroadcast, including and especially our beautiful host, Margot Joy Denader, be blessed and touched by your peace and your love. May no cares, no worries, and no concerns be ours. May we all be examples of peace and love that extends from us and then outward to all humanity and for all life. May our world find peace in our hearts and minds and know that this is truly how life is meant to be lived. May no fears or ego thoughts remain. May all sadness from the earth be wiped away, and in its place, in full awareness, may we know, feel, touch, and experience your love and light and peace and harmony and happy laughter. May we all be healed completely from what may ail us. May your touch of grace, dear God, be ours. And so it is, we all say together, amen.
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 That is beautiful, Joel.
Thank you. I appreciate
thank
that.
Thank you for writing it for us, and I really, really enjoyed hearing it.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, now, how? Okay, let's go back to relationships and
sure.
talk about how we build solid relationships that last with one another.
Great. Thank you. I've learned this through experience, and I believe there are two ways we can look at it. We can build our relationships on solid ground and rock, or
mm-hmm.
we can choose to build them on sand. And
mm-hmm.
if you choose to build them on sand, every interaction that you have with someone, you know, if you don't do it with love, it's going to blow away like sand, it's going to blow away into the sand every time, like a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making the foundation on sand, it's just going to, the way you treat people, it's not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to wonder, look at your life, why is that person, you know, the one who's doing the building on sand, you know,
mm-hmm.
look at their lives and see it's not working. The most important way to build your life is on solid ground. The relationship is on solid ground and rock, because when
mm-hmm.
you do, I mean, no matter what happens, good things and bad things may happen in that relationship, but it's not going to, you know, end sadly or badly, because you're taking the time to care about the other person's thoughts or feelings or how you want your relationships to be in your life. I mean, I think it's always important when you finish an interaction with someone to always have a win-win situation. And it doesn't mean that I'm going to get something from you, you both want to walk away feeling, I like that person. I like the way they think, how they treat, you know, how we had a good conversation.
Right.
You have to, you know, and when people don't treat us that way, you walk away and saying, I don't like that, the way that person, you know, treated me. I don't want to feel that way. I don't want to treat others. And so, in fact, some of those people who teach the wrong way can be our greatest teachers.
Oh,
not
exactly.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You look at how they treat you and you how you felt, and you think, well, that's not how I want people to feel. It reminds me of that quote of Maya Angelou's about how people will always remember how you made them feel. And it's
right.
So true.
True, true, true. I know that one, yes. They may not remember how you maybe how
what
you
treated
said, them.
But
what you said.
Yeah.
But how you made them feel. When you walk away from a conversation,
mm-hmm.
you want to, it always has to be a win-win. And like I said,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to gain something personal, like, oh, I've gotten something. You just want to walk away feeling good about the relationship.
I know. I totally, totally understand that, and I totally believe it myself. You know, the time is just flying by, Joel. I knew it would once we got started.
I'm excited.
I want to ask the people listening to think about the questions I like to ask during the show, and then we'll get back to talking more about your
Absolutely.
Book.
Absolutely.
Okay, everyone listening, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope each of you listening will do your best to love yourself, love the people and animals in your life, live your music, and enjoy your time on this beautiful planet we call Earth. And, Joel, you know, I really feel like you're doing your part for sure between your book and the posts that you post on Facebook and just being who you are. You know, you're helping make it a more peaceful and loving planet. And
thank you.
I
thank you.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. I feel the same thing about you. You're doing the same thing. It's like that's how we connected, because of that feeling and that doing. It's like-minded people, kindred spirits, as you call them,
mm-hmm.
and Laurel Birch called them. And,
yeah.
You know, I agree. Thank you. And thank you for putting the posters on that you put of my words. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, I reposted the one about kindness and the one about creativity. I posted again today, and I'm going to put those
in the
newsletter today as well, because I feel like they're really, really great reminders. And I just want everybody on the that's listening to the show to realize that those actually came from Joel's book. So those are some of the quotes from the book that I've been posting on Facebook. And I have to say, Joel, your book is full of yellow highlights because I like to highlight with warm yellow highlights.
Thank you.
I got your book just before your birthday in July, and I found that what worked really well for me was to read 2 pages a day and just look forward to what you were going to remind me or tell me the next day. And I finished reading it just before my birthday at Christmas, and now I'm starting to reread a couple pages a day because even just the title of your book, seeing the cover of your book with the joy and peace and faith and believe and hope stones on it, and then where it says your life is a blessing, so live it that way. And you're the only person I think I know that uses more exclamation points than I do.
Thank you. I just hope sometimes the book can live up to the title, because as I hear the title more and more, I say, wow, that's a great title. I just hope my words can live up to that, and I can just transform lives, no matter how large, how small. We all have a responsibility, that importance upon, we all have that important, responsibility. And thank you for highlighting it. Even I bought your book for a birthday present for me, and I've been reading it and loving it and writing in it and highlighting it and doing the lessons that you have.
That's the way I wanted it to be. That's one of the things I could really relate to about you when I first met you on Facebook, is that we both love books so much.
We both
love real books, not just the Kindle books, because we like to actually see the book and write in the margins and things like that. And one of the things I love in your book, too, is that after each one of the basic chapters, there's quotes that you have where there's a lot of white space around them, before and after the quote. And so there's room to write notes of your own
thank you.
Those spaces, and I have. And so, it personalizes the book for you, and I'm hoping that people will do that in mine as well, that they'll write little notes to themselves and fill in the lines and fill in their values. Yeah.
Absolutely, I do that. I put the dates when I'm reading the passage and so forth. I'm highlighting and so forth. But yes, originally my first book, I wanted to do 365 days of quotes, but I just didn't get there. And so I thought to myself, change it around. So it became, let me write individual chapters and then have the quotes. So that's how this book became to be. But I'm working on a perpetual calendar where I've gotten 365. So I realized I was thinking too hard. Yeah.
Well, I also like the idea of the perpetual calendars. I love Louise Hay's calendars, and for years I purchased those and looked at the messages daily. And this year was the first year that I bought the one that's an app on my iPhone instead, because I love them so much I have a hard time throwing them away.
I know. I take the pictures. You're right. I take pictures of the ones that work the best for me, so I have them. So I have
that's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah, I do that, and I have Doreen Virtue. I got Marianne Williamson's perpetual calendars. So the ones that really speak out to me, in fact, Marianne Williamson's February 3rd is all about joy.
Well, I don't get her calendar, so maybe later you can post a picture of one of the quotes from that.
I will text it from I will do that later on February 3rd. It's joy is our goal, our destiny. She starts off. So it's perfect because it happened to be on the day we're having this wonderful interview.
Oh, that's so cool. That is so cool.
This is my very first interview, too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you're doing a great job. I never would have guessed this was your first interview.
Oh, thank you so much.
Never. Okay, the quotes brings us back to the favorite spiritual thinkers and speakers, and that's one of the questions I wanted to ask you about. Who are some of your favorite spiritual thinkers and speakers and writers, and why? And we've only got 5 minutes left, but if you can tell
no
us
problem.
A little briefly about that, that would be great.
Thank you. I'll just give the names first. My top are Marianne Williamson and Doreen Virtue.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Holden and now Louise Hay more than ever because I've been listening to her audios, I Can Do It, and her affirmations. And I'm thinking to myself, truly, it's a gift. All of them are gifts because they, if they can speak to us and transform our lives, we can then in turn change others because we're doing our inner work. And that's so important with affirmations, about spiritual thinking, about how I want to feel. We need to be examples of peace and love. And if they're teaching mm-hmm. that. So in order to see peace and love in the world, we have to be the example. Not always
and,
easy,
you know,
but we try.
And one of the things I love that they all teach, too, and they're all favorites of mine as well, is that it's practicing. It's spiritual practice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is practice, you know, focusing mm-hmm. and choosing our focus and choosing to practice, focusing on gratitude, focusing on appreciation, focusing on being kind. Those are all choices that people can make. And so I've gotten to the point in my life, and I think you're probably at a similar point too, where
mm-hmm.
if somebody chooses to be unkind and ungrateful and not to appreciate life and things and people, I don't want to be around them. You know, there's plenty of people in the world that are kind and loving, and that's why one of my affirmations that I write every day that I've told you about before is I enjoy working in creative collaboration with loving and kind beings who are committed to healing the world with love, music, and joy. And
mm-hmm.
I decided to have it be loving and kind instead of like-minded because, you know, I was re-listening to Wayne Dyer talking about how it's good to be around people who aren't necessarily like-minded because they can help you learn other things. But I decided
right.
they all had to be loving and kind.
True.
Because those are choices that people can make.
Exactly. And that's what we said earlier about their they can be some of our greatest teachers, the ones who show us that I don't like the way I felt, or I don't want to treat other people the same way that I felt bad from how
right.
that person treated me. Absolutely. And there are a lot of people in this world that need our help. We don't need to
yeah.
hang out with people who are not interested.
Right. Well, we've only got 2 minutes left, so is there something that you'd like to leave our listeners with? Short quote or message or a thought?
Sure. I just want us all, you know, we all need and want love and want our lives to matter.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives are beautiful, precious, and we do matter. And I want us all to know we are valuable human beings. Our lives do have meaning, and we want to encourage the lives of others to live up to their highest. And we do this by being the examples of peace and love in our lives. This then gives the feeling of permission to others that they too can live lives of peace and love. So let's be the example of it, do our best. It's not always easy,
mm-hmm.
As we know, but we have to do our best. Think with love and
I know.
Act with love.
It makes me smile because it reminds me of Louise Hay saying that even after all these years, she says she's only at 70%.
Yes,
but
oh, 75, yes, I heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she gets back to feeling good really quickly because of all of the practice of the way she thinks and the affirmations that she says.
Absolutely, affirmations work, positive ones. And the negative ones will work too, but not the right way.
Oh, I know. I love that she says that it doesn't matter if you say something positive or negative. It's still what she calls an affirmation because it's still something
sure.
that's growing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Joel, we're going to be cut off in just a few seconds, 44 seconds actually, which is
mm-hmm.
a great number.
Yes, it
and
is.
Thank you so much for writing your book. It really inspires me. Like I said, just even seeing the cover inspires me, and I encourage people to check it out on Amazon. And
thank you, too, please. Yes, Amazon.com. Thank you so much. I appreciate this. Has been a blessing for me and a gift, too. So, and it's a wonderful joy to meet you.
Oh,
and your book is wonderful, too.
Thank you. It's a joy to meet you, too.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We wish you joy and love and peace and kindness and happiness and appreciation and all of those good things. Right, Joel?
Yes, absolutely. Amen. Amen. God bless.
Amen. All right. God bless you and have a great week.
You too.
Bye for now, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.